No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Motokeluapo. Good evening, everyone out there. Tatekalunga Nemuyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of Ego FM. It's time now for the program Stop Suffering. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. here from our studio, Eagles FM studio, our studio here in Windhoek, Commerce Region. We are broadcasting now to the whole of Namibia. I'm not alone here in the studio. I'm here with Pastor Nanayas. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Bishop. Matokrapa horike mo programa etunjino ngasta tai angashinge mombepo okwetero hapu ya karunga o toharashke kumutokrisa horike o programa oyoye o turimpa no ngashingei tohara kwetera era kanjona etoye jono tarindurura onkaramonyo ngashina na tushikucha otoitu na mero ide oshike haziko na tango tuna na tango mo programa nji tango nende Bishop.
And those who want to call the toll free number of the church to ask to include your name in the prayer book. Remember, before the end of the program, always before the end of the program, the Stop Suffering, we have the moment of prayer. Because prayer, Pastor Ananias, prayer has power. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver you. God says, Psalm 50, verse 15. So when people they are in trouble, when people they are in difficult situation, when people, they don't know what to do, they can call upon God in the day of trouble, and he'll deliver them.
Oshonana Bishop, ngengo tatu vuku para kena horike mpano, ngashi jaja Bishop te tutumbra mpano mera ka joshingi sa zapopi kucha, karungo tetu hitetu khia mpano tatu kucha, ithana nje eskuju di wonga, motandu ku kwa thango tu sumane kenji, oshukiri mpano na kucha, dinojwe thimbo, Bishop dinojwe thimbo ngashi ngei turimpano kucha, aprakeni tumbone tu prakena nga ingei, Ithane Karunga. Nondishikucha Karunga utavukua tira. God to be able to assist them, Bishop.
Exactly. So you can call the toll-free number now. It's a free call. You don't need airtime. You can just call 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat for you. 0800-22-3335. That's a toll-free number. You don't need airtime. You just call and there'll be men and women of God who will write down your name, the prayer book, the name of loved ones. Perhaps you are worried with a family member. And many people these days, some are celebrating, but there are many others who are not celebrating. Those who have food on the table, those who are at peace in the family, they are celebrating, they are spending a good time. But there are those, which are many, that they don't have reason for celebrations, Pastor.
Yes, Bishop.
And that's the time they have to trust in God, because God is the one who can transform. That's why we bring to them testimonies like Madame. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't greet Madame Loit. She's here, Meme Loit. She's here with us. She's going to continue with her testimony, the conclusion, how God transformed her life, how she's healed, how God has changed. Good evening, Madame Hao.
Yes, good evening, Bishop, and good evening, listeners.
And shortly, Loit is going to share with us how her life has been transformed. And that's what God can do. God can transform people's lives. And because many people, when they read the Bible, Pastor Ananias, they think that the miracles are from the past. The time of miracles is over. They even like to read what the Lord Jesus did in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, when Jesus healed the blind man, when Jesus healed the crippled man, and he stood up and walked. And the lepers, Jesus cleansed the lepers, 10 lepers at once. So people, they like to read about the miracles. Even Lazarus was dead 4 days. In John chapter 11, Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. So It's wonderful to know, but the time of miracles is not over. God is still doing miracles today.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. And God to be able to do this miracle, Bishop.
Yeah. Today.
Exactly.
Today, if you can believe, everything's possible. So prepare your bottle of water, prepare your glass of water, because we are going to bless your water before the end. But now, and call the number if you want to include your name. We're not going to speak to you live now, only after the conclusion of the testimony. Around 9:30, you can call live. But now, you can include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. This number doesn't stop. It's 24/7. Even after the program, you can keep calling. It will be available for you. Now, let's talk to Madame Loit. So, Madame Loit, you were telling us today's Thursday, about your pain, your suffering with your disease, that you were diagnosed with a chronic disease.
Yes, Bishop.
Or incurable disease. What was the problem again?
Yes, Bishop. Maybe for those that were not listening last Tuesday, I was suffering by the disease called rheumatic arthritis. It's a disease that attacks the bones, the joint of the body of the human being. So wherever there's a joint, it attacks. Bishop, as I highlighted that Tuesday, I also want to touch, because even though that was maybe the most one that brought me really to look for God, there was also suffering that I normalized. I thought it's normal to have it when I have bad nightmares. I used to dream eating food while I'm sleeping, and sometimes when I wake up, really, I feel like I ate something. And then it has been tormenting me, the husband of the night, and also sometimes I dreamed snakes chasing me, snakes that all over when I'm walking, it's like snakes are there. And it makes me to fear nights when I go sleep. Instead of resting, I don't rest, I'm just there on the bed.
Sorry for interrupt you. So besides the physical problem, the arthritis, that you had pains.
Yes.
Very strong pains, as you were telling us. So you were having also spiritual problems.
Yes, Bishop.
Like you were afraid of the night.
Yes, Bishop.
You suffered with a spiritual attacks at night.
Yes, Bishop.
Bad dreams, husband of the night.
Yes, Bishop.
And how were these spiritual attacks affecting your life?
Bishop, it really affected my life, because I used to go on bed, really, I used to fear, just when it's night, I'm already scared, because I know I'm not going to rest. And instead of resting, I'm just running. My life is like running around. So when morning comes for me to wake up, instead of wake up, I want to sleep again, because it's the time now for me to sleep.
Because you are tired. You couldn't sleep during the night.
It's literally like I've been running, like physical running. I'm tired. I couldn't. And I'm forcing myself to wake up for me, because I have to go to work. I have to force myself. And sometimes really you feel like the dozing while you are at work. It affects my life, and especially now the fear that has been inside of me. And I was not know how to overcome it, because I thought it's normal. Yes, Bishop.
Yeah, so, and again, so you would wake up in the morning, actually, you would reach morning feeling tired, and then you'd go to work like that.
Yes, I have to go, even though I'm tired. Ondino kuya kilo ngashashi, nando ondirinda fa inandikofa, daloloka, daka nangalande itandikofa, mwreke enjojo di domayoka, enjojo do vasamane wa mwufiku, enjojo di handire kikulia, danangala, ufiku nde ohandiri oikulia. Oshi masho shakane tashifidi nikengene ngono. Nondakane ndihe nombili. Nando handi pendu kongula ondaloloka. No nando handi kilonga o handi kofa ike shashi ufiku inandi kofa now. Ushakane tasipia neke ongala mwenye wangi. Bishop, it really affected my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Your performance at work went down. Did you lose the motivation to work?
Bishop, because I was heading a certain ministry in the region.
Okay.
I have to push.
You were forced.
Yes. It's really like I'm forced to because I have no any option. Otherwise, I will give bad example to exactly. others. Yes, Bishop.
Now let us talk about, because of the time as well. You spoke about the suffering, the spiritual suffering, the nightmares, the bad dreams, this pain. Now, how did you arrive at the Universal Church?
Bishop, sometimes I regret to say because I received invitation, I think, on time, but I could not respond on time. I was thinking I'm well. When my cousin told me about the church, I did not bother to really maybe ask more details. I just told her, go to your church. I will go to my church and they will meet in heaven. I thought I'm well.
suffering the way you suffer.
Yes. Which really leads me to make all the mistakes I made in my life. I could really, I could avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
I could avoid it, but because I could not listen and I could not really think of maybe what God can do for me or can let me try. So it make me to suffer all those suffering. Even I could not maybe fall pregnant even, but because I ignore everything. Bishop, I really went wrong.
So you
way.
Took time.
Yes.
But eventually, what made you to start attending the church?
Bishop, I was really suffering, which I realized, I think my death was so nearer and I was not ready. Though I was also looking for healing, but I was also suffering inside, which I decided to call my cousin and then ask, where's the church? And then she indicated that, yes, the church still exists. And then by that time, the nearby church was at Oshakati. But when she told me, I was like, still, it's very far.
Even where were you staying?
I was in Otapi.
Otapi.
But going to church, I feel it's far, even though it's the place that we used to go for shopping. We used to go do something. But now for church, I feel like it's far. So really,
so people can go from Otapi to Oshakati. Sorry, maybe it's important for us to mention that because people they can go from one place to the other for shopping, for other things. But when it's for church, for God, né? For God, they think it is far. So as long as they think that way, their lives will never change. Pastor Ananias.
Indeed, Bishop. Gashina na pamwe onkara ya meloido ya fana na onkara ngashio enatango. Geta tumoro kucha orunji geta tu yeni pamkara jo magari kaneno. Otpiete kucho kuyakero ngero karunga. Oshafa ongereka iliko kure ngashi. Mero dite shitumbura nana mpito njiro turi ngashi nge kucha. Okwani tamono kucha ekara jero ngero karunga. Nonando kwa ji apumba ewatero. Marota mono kucha erongero karongo jafa jiri kukure nonando ojari haranjono jiri mono havuru kwe atakarandi kuja maro uvite kuchoje hara jiri kukure nana. Indeed, Bishop, they see us is the church is far, yeah, when it's come to the thing of God.
Yeah, but so you decided also to put that aside.
Yes, Bishop. Please. But I thank God because in a short period, the new branch was opened in Otapi where I was.
Oh, the Universal Church arrived at Otapi.
Yes. When I saw it, I was so excited to see that it's now in my vicinity that I can go anytime. However, Bishop, I could not really make the first move because of the fear that's inside of me. Thinking of what people will say when they see me going to church, even though I know I'm suffering, even though really I was really fed up
of your suffering,
of my life, of my suffering, but still I'm delaying because of what people will say,
people's opinions.
Yes, what people will say. And the position that I have, I was thinking, no, I have a good position. What now people will say if they see me going to that church? it really delays my deliverance because it's almost a month. I was just thinking of when to make a step to go into the church. Until one day, Bishop, I was so encouraged. Oshikando shimosho kwali nda monalela onkumo opo ndi tokole kucha ondina kuya kongereka kucha no tashipulange shike ondina kuya kongereka no ndapenduka de handi kongereka sinda kongereka no nando kwa indatila onda ya mongereka na sinda ya mongereka Bishop, it was not easy for me for the first time. Something now I reflect on it, because when I arrived, when Pastor said, rebuke the devil, rebuke Satan. For me, I was fear like, how will I rebuke Satan? He's so powerful. People are not scared even to rebuke Satan. No, I can't, because I have credit with him. I was scared like, maybe if I rebuke him when I left the church, maybe he will kill me on the way home. So I was just quiet because I don't want to disturb him. I feel like I don't want to disturb him because he is powerful. I thought Satan is powerful, Bishop. And then
that's how lost you were.
Yes, very much, Bishop. Only now when I know the truth that really I was very far.
Yeah.
So when I arrived, Bishop, I learned a lot. I got even a new vocabulary that I don't know, sacrifice.
Faith.
The word faith.
Chain of prayer.
Bishop, deliverance. It's like this word in the Bible. It's like really a new vocabulary to me. Like, is this really the Bible that I have? My Bible became new because
it's just that you were not reading.
Yes.
You had the Bible, but you were not reading. So explain to me, Luit, how the process were for healing delivery. So did you start doing what we call the chains of prayer?
Yes, Bishop.
Which chains of prayer were you making?
Bishop, I start to a chain of prayer for Tuesday, even though I used to come every day now, because it's like all my area of life is destroyed. I want to see deliverance here. I want to see even my love life. I have now for salvation. I cannot miss, because I realized later I changed from focusing on the healing, because I was really wanted to have God inside of
but
me.
But let us talk first, one step at a time.
Yes.
So first you started with, though you said you were coming basically every day, but you were coming for Tuesdays for healing.
Yes.
And Fridays for deliverance.
For deliverance. And also 2 p.m. Sunday. Because Bishop, I realized that sometimes I was thinking I'm fine, because there were things that addicting me, things like lies. But it's like kind of, I wanted to color the lie that I have, like maybe white, light lies, because it's not something really that hard, but it's just a simple thing. You ask me a question, then instead of telling the truth, I say something else. If you ask me, is this a bottle of water? I can say no, it's a juice. But it's really something that has been in me, and I was not noticing that it's a problem.
You also wanted to be free from lies,
yes,
from everything.
From everything, Bishop.
So it took you how long since you start attending now, faithfully making the chains of prayer, it took you how long for it to be healed and for it to be free from those spiritual problems?
Bishop, it was quick, that I was not even expecting it, because it was 2016, if I'm not mistaken. And then in the same year, I was already see my healing. I was already like, I can't feel any pain. It's like disappear completely.
So the arthritis, like disappeared?
It disappeared. I even myself, I used to ask myself, where is the pain? It's like sometimes I ask a stupid question, because I like, maybe I also, you know, I should not ask this one. God might say, let the sickness come back. But Bishop, it was excitement, because I was really suffering, but to see myself free, then I see, so God is real. Something that
so I. So you saw the power of God. Very, you experienced the power of God.
Very, very true, Bishop.
So did you go back to the doctor, to the hospital, and to make a checkup to see what happened?
I went, I went and the result comes out negative.
So you did the test?
Yes.
And the results came out negative? Negative.
Like, even the doctor himself could not understand whether it's truly it's me. He could not
did
understand.
Did the doctor ask, what did you do?
Yes. He asked. I said, no, nothing. I just, you know, went to the church and then I received a prayer. God healed me. And they said, yeah, someone was witched you. Just make a joke out of me like, someone maybe witched you. I said, I'm healed. I don't care whatever happened, but I'm healed.
So, sorry, ma'am, I have to stop you now because you see, Pastor Ananias, yes. Even the doctor, you said that you was joking, but you were saying it because that happens. Sometimes people, they are very healthy, Pastor Ananias. People, they are strong. They are, like you had a good job position, and because of envy, because of jealous, they are suffering because now they are victims of witchcraft. Indeed. And only the power of God can set them free from that.
Indeed, Bishop. Bishop, gashwe tumbra methimbo jonare pazikonare ko metia jazi ko datu pikucha opuna uehame o parutu o pashpangero popuna uehame o pambepo ngasto pikucha mishi kucha na ndoktora mwene kari tavuru kuvako kucha o tatu kuchonto kwarowa shashi kucha uehame mbono o ali o pambepo it was indeed spiritual, Bishop.
Yeah. That's why even the doctor acknowledge it in a way of joking, but he said that. And if you need help, call the toll-free number of the church. We are going to pray for you. Include your name in the prayer book. The number to call is 0800-22-3335. There are now men and women of God waiting for your call. It's a free call. Remember, you don't need the time. The church will pay for the call. The universal church we pay for the call. We have been doing that for the whole of this year. We start last. We have this toll-free number available for people throughout Namibia. They can call and ask for prayers, and we are going to be available for them. Okay? And remember, before the end of the program, before 10 p.m., we have the moment of prayer. Don't go anywhere. Call your family. Call your friends. Tell them to tune in. Tell them, listen, tune in now to Eagle FM. There is a prayer that will be said. There is somebody now testifying. Tell them to call, to tune in now, even to call as well, if they want to include their names in the prayer book. So, Madame Lloyd,
yes,
coming back to you. So you got healed?
Yes, Bishop.
And the bad dreams and the dreams of eating at night and the spirit, the husband of the night, what happened?
Disappear, Bishop. Everything disappear. I was so free. Free, total free. Which really make me put more effort because now I want to know this God. I want to have this God inside of me. Not just to have healings and all deliverance, but to have God himself inside of me. Where I decided really to cut everything, everything, Bishop, everything.
Like things that were not good for your faith.
Yes. Relationships, I cut. Bishop, whatever, you know, sometimes I might say I'm not gossiping, but if you support people gossiping, you are also part of the gossiping. All those things I cut, Bishop. And then
lying.
Yes. Bishop, I left everything. And then,
did you forgive other people? Did you have like grudges in your heart?
Yes, Bishop, myself. I could not forgive myself because of what happened. The disappointment I did to my parents. I really has been not able to forgive
you're
myself.
You're blaming yourself.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I have to forgive myself. I have to learn to forgive myself. And also there was something, grudge, I was not really into it, but I realized sometimes I might say I don't have grudge, but there's a time Pastor was asking if there's someone that you think you have grudge with, pray for that person and then mention the name of that person in your prayer, which Bishop of the Spirit gave me that person, and it was hard for me to mention the name of that person, meaning there was a grudge that I was maybe not really well.
So the Holy Spirit, when you say the Spirit, you mean the Holy Spirit,
yes,
touched you.
Yes.
To pray for a specific person that did bad things to you.
Yes. And then, Bishop, when I really mentioned her name, everything is like, or I'm like, I was free.
Relieved.
I was relieved. I was with, and then the next morning I have to go, you know, to her office and greet her. I said, oh, what are you doing here? I said, no, I just came to say good morning. And I said, oh, wow.
She okay. was surprised.
Very much surprised because I put a distance a bit. So Bishop, it was like that. So when I surrender everything, Bishop, I decided to be baptized in water.
Oh, you decided to repent your sins.
Yes.
Baptism in the water, it's a very important step. For when Jesus said in the Bible, it's written in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16, verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse number 16. 16 twice. It's easy to remember. So you decide to repent, to get baptized.
Yes, Bishop. I was really, I repented and then I decided to baptize in water. And when I baptized in water, I now have to seek for the Holy Spirit. Which, Bishop, you know, the time in the church sometimes is short. December, I decided to take kids for holiday and remain alone with God. It happened really.
It was a December time like
yes,
now.
Yes, it was December time. I know it was 30 and 31st because it was midnight. I don't know really whether it's 30 or 31st, but I know it was midnight of that I received the Holy Spirit.
Praying at home.
Yes.
You received the Holy
the
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
You, at home.
At home.
And who is Lloyd today? Healed, free from spiritual attacks at night, filled with the Holy Spirit. Who is Lloyd today?
Bishop, the Lloyd that I was talking about Tuesday is buried now. This is a new Lloyd, Bishop. Today I smile because I have that joy, that happiness, that assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's a time really you feel like God, I was lost. And now you are really exist. You are really there. You are really inside of me. Who am I?
Yeah.
It's really a happiness that you have inside of you, and that you have that you know that you have the covenant with God.
Amen.
You have the covenant.
So with I'll God. Ask you now, Luigi. You still have, I think, 3 minutes before the break, to say to those listeners who are listening to us, obviously. But if you could speak in your home language,
yes.
So that they can hear from you, because you were afraid of coming to the Universal Church because of what people they would think of you. So you delayed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many people right now in this situation. They're delaying themselves. They want to come, but what can you tell them, Lloyd, please?
Yes, Bishop, I want on the hala kulombo elavo ilavaya munyu ni manga kucha. Navaninge onga toyo kukala inavaya moshashingenge wahala ukalelela unongala mwenyewe ilinawa inai disturbing kala ningashishiri monjila ino tameko kuyamunyuni genge inoyamo navane pamwe wayamonde walola monde shinma kashiri nawa ohandi kulombwele kalunga opwele kwekutelela ilapu kalunga nomorwashi otomono Hupifolo mwenyewe ovo otomo ne manguluko, ngeenge otomo nihuna koshi ni mashoni. Mapamu wafangi nando kuyo toe hama, ilo pamu une enjo didi, uwete pamu kucha enjo joshi, masho hasini nga ukeshe umwe, nde pamu enjo didi, mwenga la mwenyewe kadili na wata dikupe omepoyo, inaiwa palele omepoyo, neija kukalunga, ohanji kulombwe paife nga kucha, pukalungo pena ehupifo, pukalungo peno mwenye walushe, pukalungo pene veluko, po pukalungo peno mbili. Ngo wakala, Uli unombili nena ove omnu o apumbiwa kukalunga.
Amen. So you heard from her. And if people they want to meet you in person, which branch of the church do you attend nowadays?
Yes, Bishop. Now I'm attending at the cathedral.
Here in Windhoek.
We're here in Windhoek. Paifenga hao njiriko cathedral. Njirimo kongereka etu ya kula mo Windhoek. Nongengo walo kumonange otodurukuya. Wahatudurukupo popsa.
So Sunday mornings you are there what time?
Mostly
10
and also 7.
Yeah, but mostly 10 in the morning. 32 Independence Avenue, Spantarat, Windhoek. Here is our headquarters, but we have churches throughout the county. So Madam, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you, Bishop.
May God bless. Tate kalunga ne
muembeke. Yes, Bishop, thank you.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Paturura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomugoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
Been going through situations like Madame Loit, she went through, like bad dreams at night. The many people, Pastor Ananias and Pastor Festus, the many people who are going through spiritual problems, spiritual situations, and they think that it is normal. Like for some time, Loit, she was thinking it was normal, but it was not normal. It was a spiritual problem. And by the way, if you are going through these problems, you can call the toll-free now. Include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. It's not normal. They need deliverance.
Exactly, Bishop. Oshoshon tapeta mpana hori kenga shita tupete tumaraka ja meroide. No nando jiri meraka josh ingrisa. Oto hara kukupash kempano kucha meroide okware na onkaronjo. No tapisana kucha uvwe owari pambe poka owari panyama. Pononga shinge meroide na tango akongwe ekwaso. Pamwena ngwe utupura kena ngashinge mo programa njiro ngashinge. Ihe karunga na tango te kwisana o na tango ukonge kwaso. Ino otaho korona na mpa kucho kwa karenu mbada kuya no meni jongereka. Ino kwa taku mbada mprakini wanyongholike. Heza pu karunga na karunga tavuru kukuyambitha. Monkaro njiro nguli ngashinge. And indeed, Bishop, as we see, the testimony of Mama Roide, it's amazing.
Yeah. And she delayed herself because she was too worried, Pastor Festus, who is joining us now. She was too worried about people's opinions. And she was suffering. So she was worried about what people they would think of me if I enter the Universal Church. I have a job. She had a job with a position. But she was suffering. She was suffering. And she was worried about what other people would think. But as long as she was thinking that way, her life was not changing.
Anyembo kuya kongeleka hano. Tadila kucha haa. Ova motava chinga heli pingengo ndai kongeleka. Pwa motusha kene kujua fafana. Ongala mwenye oe mwene. Ovo apumbo kufika meno ongala mwenye oe mwene. Opu kalunga tuengene. Kalunga haa. Ushishi nale kucha kapena. Ashisha nyingana kuye. I'm saying, Bishop, many people are facing the same situation, knowingly that there is nothing impossible with God, but they hold themselves because of others, and they cannot be able to come to God.
Yes, as long as you're going to be thinking about what people will say, your life will never change. So make a decision. The Bible says, I would like to share with you the Bible verse before we open the lines to speak to people live. The Bible verse for tonight is from Luke chapter 4. I'm reading New King James Bible. Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Lord Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Yes, that has been the message you are sharing with people here today. And if you are in captivity, you are in suffering. So until when are you going to remain in this situation? We are coming to the end of another year. We are coming to the end. 2024 is about to finish now. And God is giving you an opportunity for you to change your life. But you have to make a decision. Nobody can make it. That's the thing. That's the thing, Pastor Nana. Nobody can make the decision for the person. the Lord Jesus, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set in liberty those who are captives. But the person has to make a decision and give God the opportunity to deliver her.
Exactly, Bishop. Ngashinara tucha ngashi ovelise pere shangashi ngota itumbura mpano kucha ombe poya karungo iri kungame opondete manguruwa kwa unkwatwa. Shortashi tupe mpano kucha, Bishop tashi tupe mpano kucha, ngenge onto kwa ninge tokoro, as Bishop mentioned here that a person make a decision, shanto wa ninge tokoro, ete heda pukarunga ngashi, tuamone kukuro ya meiloide taripope wa mpano kucha, meiloido kwa ninge tokoro, nonando kasha yoshipu, iheo kwa manguruwa, kwa ashike, kombe poya karunga njota itu tatu kukuro ya mbibeni mpano kucha, oiri kutse, tuete manguruwa kwa unkwatwa, this is exactly, Bishop, what the Bible speaks about.
And you can call us now live. We are here live from the studio of Eagle FM here in Vinduk, Commerce Region. But you can call from Oshana, from Omusati, from Kavango, from all the regions, from Erongo, wherever you are listening to us throughout Namibia, from as far as Kachima, Mulilo, Luderitz, we are here for you. The number to call now is 083-2888-401. I repeat, you want to speak to us live, include your name in the prayer, 083-2888-401. And I want to make a challenge now, Pastor Festus, with those who can't sleep at night. There are people, they don't sleep at night. So they are going to pray with us and they will sleep very well tonight. They will have a peaceful night of sleep. They will sleep well if they believe. When they drink the blessed water, they are preparing the water now. When we pray, they will drink the water and they will sleep well.
Hanuishongo leli Bishop atanje tatikucha. Otaninge shongo kwavo unene tuove ou ihonangala ihokofa na ufiku. Tomoni kuna uena kuchoto duruku ninganga helipi. Ote kupe shongo eri. Kucha, eshe atukambe komevanena. Eshe atukambe komevanena. Otoka manguwa. Kuju, kucho ukalu fike peni. Kucho onanga litokofa. Omeva ishtokama. Otoka ambe kwa filfilu.
And you can start calling and speaking to us live. 083-2888-401. We have our first caller. Good evening, caller.
Evening.
Good evening. I'm speaking. What's your name?
It's Ligola.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Onipa.
Onipa. And what's the problem you're having at the moment?
The problem that I have, like, I want, like, my brother to be prayed because he has a problem of drinking too much alcohol. And I think, like, there's a spirit of confusion that want to attack him. And people, they are just jealous of him. They were even trying to poison him. But by God's grace, like, he was safe. So I want, like, to be prayed because he's really suffering.
We will pray for him. What's the name of your brother so that we can write down for the moment of prayer?
His name is Tegamena.
Can you speak again?
Tegamena.
Surname?
Tegamena.
And the surname? The family name?
My name.
Yeah, the family name.
Andreas.
Andreas, okay. We are going to pray for you and for your brother. Please have your bottle of water.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you. God bless you. And if you want to include the name, of a family member, you can do just like she did now for her brother. 083-2888-401. We lost the caller, but we can keep trying. But listen, if the line is busy, you can also call the church. You can call 0800-22-3335. We have a next caller.
Good evening, caller.
We are losing the calls, but don't give up. Don't give up. 083-2888-401, or you can call the church on 0800-22-3335. Let us hope we can get the next caller. Good evening, caller.
Evening.
Good evening, Mimi.
Evening, Bishop.
How are you?
who are we speaking to, and you are calling from where?
You are speaking to Simaneka Ndagukamo from Oshakati.
From Oshakati.
Yes.
What prayer will we make for you today?
I have difficult with sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I also used to eat in the while sleeping, and also the night husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a problem of hatred. Also, the people just don't love me.
So the life that the testimony you hear of Mama Rita is the same way to your life.
Yeah, but not that much.
Okay.
They say hatred and also not getting job.
Okay. Okay. Do you know where the church is in Oshakati?
Yes.
Please, I would like you to go there and speak to the pastor that you will find it there.
All right.
Mm. Tomorrow, ne?
Tomorrow.
All right.
But for right now, prepare your cup of water, because we are going to make a prayer for you at the end of this program.
Okay.
Okay. Stay tuned.
What's the address of our church in Oshakati, Pastor?
We are at Okanjengedi. We are located at Okanjengedi. Elf number 7129 Ongwediva, Oshakati Main Road.
So if you are there in Ongwediva, Oshakati, you can visit our church. We have our next caller, Pastor Ananias.
Onde ngomhoriketa tode ngokuza peni edina jo nde ngomhorikoje ngodio iri pe vikashona ando kwaito erusa onda kashona tode ngokuza peni meme otatu kuatere ke mongrohione na meme wanje
Otandika kusiro tapin lumbore kutube membro magarika no omunu juo o malodu anita gani malodu gete wapano siro gani mbufi.
Na shikishe ene meme wanje?
Tukukale ikina vahala kulonje la kumwe. Kisho mkwale tukukale liko mpemele ya ikina vahala kulo.
Ok. Ok meme wanje. Longe kithi?
Kane nwete wapungwa kusange wa memu. Ugari kani nashati ifu pasa ani yostresa ngani aso nitaba joko vano malotu uvuka mui.
Nena, otote ngukuza kombi nga pene natango?
Ani denge kutia konga.
Konga. Ya. Otatu, ndaharu teake koni maeske yo huriro jo programa yo ndaharu rongido ka kente koi kome. Otatu katura ane gumbo ema magari kano na karunga otavuru kueta ane gumbano kumwe. Karunga o karunga ka ane gumbo. Otavuru kwea mangira kumu.
Yo,
tatu. Tatu kani mkuringira kakari. Kure yo programa. Ronga kita oka kopiko yoko mea. Toka turuka ipo pepino radio empo. No tatu kani mkuringira kakari kwa meme wanji. Tangure ni meme.
So if you are going through spiritual problems. Many people that are going through spiritual problems. Only the power of God can set you free from these problems. So call the toll-free number of the church. Include your name in the prayer book. 0800-22-3335. We have a next caller. Good evening, caller.
Yes, hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Anna Namupara.
Anna, you are calling from where?
From Undangwa.
From Undangwa, in the north.
Can I speak in Oshivamo?
Yes, please. The pastor will talk to you in Oshivamo.
Talk it up with me, Hannah. Okay. O hatu kuili kan ne kombinga ashgeni na?
Oh, ndi no problema. Andi duru kupea.
Yeah.
Mara andi dunga kukara ndi no misina yasha.
Ewa.
Kuta este monopeia je nda hara ku ni kuranda sinasi. Mara andi ki yaveke ndi mo karojo no. Ndi nandi sininga kan disuta opeia je ndi rondi sasike kan nasinda kutamo mara peijo na pesa pei.
Okay. Ana, ongele kama ndango ushu kucho hili peni?
Ayo, ndisike onubesi ya rayo koshayo poshakati.
Okay. Pondango haa, uili poluno. Yeah. Koni mayofikola? Ongele kangaho. Mm. Okay. Shashosho atushu fano mepo yoko hanouna. Uvo wapungu gane kumangulu wako mepo yo. Ningapunda, utalonda lai pongele kapo?
Watati.
Ino japo paladio
Ewa.
Mm.
amuburu kukwate ya pukara pena nando namba yonduti vuruku ito ayo nduko pondangwa.
Shama wate ngele kwa namba hii etu hiyo nomola yungo jonola no etatu no nola wavari.
Yeah.
Ombali wavari no natu watatu no nano.
Dit maakt niet saak hoe groot jouw problemen mag lijken nie. Daar is een uitweg. Hou op om te lee. Program gebring deur die universele kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke dinsdag en donderdag van 9 uur tot 10 uur in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodrits at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle.
Okay, we are back now. Okay, you can call, can keep calling 083-2888-401. You are going through spiritual problems, spiritual attacks at night. You don't sleep well at night. The power of God can set you free. We're going to pray for you. Have your glass of water ready for the moment of prayer. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Good evening, caller.
Ontokerolina
watate wanje, onotate je, notote ngori peni.
Otate Daniel akuziri ya mkasimaka nangoro.
Mkasimaka nangoro.
Otate. Ingaikandina nana arera, egalika nora, jasasho kuingandiri pondi biri, mano ndapatura alo radio peife, otandi mupandura alashimu etapokoro haramanji no. Kaivuruku mangura anayishemba eri mupika wa marovu, eri mupika... Ni maisha mbiyu ni omwene tate kaunga ni muyambe ke asa blip ora deo nina yeko mesh. Tazi wangwa ndapu ikina paise nji.
Tangi tate wanyo tatu pandura kwa maharero yambe kogo yengo noto tuharere na tango. Oprohama mwoyeni, oprohama njono mweteropo tuwa petu mwatero shiwana sheto.
Ote imanguru na shijo shiwana shakarunga shijo. Mupika wa marovu shirimo krismesa marga shuvito kucha. O krismesa shike shakundu gizwa je kukongo. Handi pandura na keshe mgu apaturora deo njino. Opo apu ikine kewin koma wigeni ngata lazimo mokana keni gatua mkutate karunga opo muma ngure oshuwana chatate karunga
tangu nene tatu wanshi tate nangoro dopangu nene otatu kateku ngire gari kano natangu ishe natangu tugari kaneno ane umbo yeso tugari kanene longi kiti taro okarasako yuko mieto katura po pepi nora dio nena otatu kagari kana koni maa yekurojo programa nji
yewa tate
what did he say?
No he thinks that this program is really helping many people. Let's for us continue doing the same.
Yeah, that's program. Why we are here every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. on Ego FM. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Ome Leticia. Ome Leticia tukuli kanene kwa minga ashike kwa ngulosho nina?
Mbuna kategoru kwa nge, kene zwa nana ndi ya ke ndi kuya katenduka.
Ok.
Kwa mkupono Amerika no, na nemune iwele ngolo.
Ok.
Ngole ya hoyo korulio, ei kia ike na inei.
Ok.
Ngomu pacho.
Meme dinalo ntekulo hoyo liye?
Oseisa.
Ok. Walongi kitanga luka kopiko yuko meva? Ewa mimi noja popola diyo esha ashike hulo opolo kalama yatu keku ningilo meilikano.
Ewa.
Yalo.
Yes, in shortly we're going to be praying for you. Have your glass of water ready. Have your bottle of water ready. But remember, we are going to pray for you. But Friday, in the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God, is the day of deliverance. You don't need to wait for Sunday. Tomorrow, how do you say tomorrow?
Mongura.
Tomorrow, Mongura, you can visit the nearest church and find deliverance. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Evening, Pastor.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Nangura.
Nangura. And where are you calling us from? From where?
I'm calling from Moshigambo.
Oh, okay. And what's the problem that you are having in your life?
Oh, I want to speak to Shivambo, Pastor.
Oh, Shivambo, please, the pastor will speak.
Meme wanje toharashke trombro kuchudigu ashke una?
Ondino mashongo genzi, Pastor, ga kondekanje, ondare manomeho.
Okay, meme wanje.
Ondino katekurukanje, ikavari, ukare mane itakendi, itakapovi, itakakogatakawu. Takwakawani, itakumburandatu.
Okay, meme wanje.
Oni nuzi ku pasta wo ngongororo kaina kwenye kaina simbo peni hayate dingoro konda nje kurara taende poshero mai handi mono sinda he mono.
Okay, me watch. Ongereka eti yopo ndango ilipo pepi mpono na tango tuvuru ashike ku okumona otatu ke kutura mamba gari kano keni koni maop yo kurojo programa njino iho wa mona wapumbwa kuya pongereka eti njono ilipo ndangwa opo na tango nsita tavuru kuya kegumbu eta gari kanene kona tango meme wanji.
Oh,
yeah. Ndio shima opo imanguru kori yo tuahara tukupen na nanga sho kucha erara kronjo programa njino okukupa ngashina na tuna bishop aite stumbra mera kajo shingsa banongu cha otwe hetero programa njino ikare o programa eni muwa terakoliki.
Ondi nuzi uombe po esara saniso ondi nosi po sate futifima riwa kisi kujo enda gini go JPS ondi noka na noko kamwajewo naka dengo hauto anu natango tefuto hauto anu.
Ini maiche bino meme wanjo datu kekutura membo jegalikane no. Ini maiche bino ta inoko zapo karunga. Ine kerashke karunga karunkuno onkondo. No tavuru kuninga ashihe shono ontu itavuru kushininga. Kwa hulio jo programa njino. Longe kutura okara sako komea. Otandi kekutura megalikano.
Ewa pa.
Tangu ni meme wanjo.
Ewa tangu pa.
Yes, you can keep on calling 083-2888-401. I'll repeat 083-2888-401. And if the number is busy, you can call the church, the toll free 0800-22-333-5. Good evening, caller. I think we lost the caller. Yes, but you can keep trying. We have another caller. Good evening, caller.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good. And you? What's your name?
Simon.
Simon, calling from where, Simon?
I'm calling from Vavis
Bay. From Vavis Bay, from Erongo. So how can you help, Simon? What's the problem?
I have a problem of sleeping at night. A problem of wasting money.
Wasting money. You can't sleep at night. What else?
And dreams that I used to forget when I'm waking up. I never know that.
Dreams that you forget. We are going to be praying for you, Simon. What, any other problem?
Yeah, those are the only problems that I have.
You are the problem. But we are going to pray for you. God will bless you, Simon. Do you believe?
Okay.
We are going to be praying for you. Have your glass of water ready, please, Simon.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you. I think we are going to get just one more caller, and after that, we are going to head to the moment of prayer. Next caller.
Good evening, Cora.
Hello.
Tati.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you?
Very, very good, man.
How can we help you? What's your name and you are calling from where?
My name is Melchizedek Olefela. In this, I need your help, please. I have a lot of problems right now.
Okay. You are calling from where?
I'm just calling from Chapati.
Okay. And what is the prayer that you want us to make for you?
Oh, sir, please, only tell me the truth. I have a lot of problems in my heart. Please, can you please pray to help me to pray for about me now?
Okay.
Yeah.
But what is it that you want us to put in the prayer right now?
For now.
Okay, let's do this. You are calling from Osagati?
Yes.
You are going to go there at Osagati tomorrow. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do.
The pastor that you are going to find there, please speak to him. He will help you much.
Okay, for now, Osagati, I can just find where the pastor now.
You don't know where the church is?
You said the pastor is coming to Osagati tomorrow.
Yeah, the pastor is there in the church.
The Universal Church.
Anytime, the Universal Church. Anytime, it's open the whole day. But right now, prepare the bottle of water for us to make a prayer with you. Stay tuned.
Okay.
We have come to... God bless you, sir. God bless. Tate Kalunga ne Mwembeke. We have come to the moment of prayer because of our time. We are going to pray now. I'll ask... I will start the prayer and ask Pastor Festus to bless the water tonight. Let us talk to God.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. For so many people, Lord, who are suffering out there, we pray for them all. Especially those, my Lord, who have called. We have included their names in the prayer, my God. The family members as well. Those who will call later, even after the program is over. My Lord, manifest your power to set them free. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you glorify me. Manifest your power. Take away, my Lord, the bad dreams. Take away the pain. Take away the evil spirits that are tormenting them and set them free now in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange medinara Jesus Christus. Hasha atuke apa kalunga kange. Ndo peno vanu vahapu vakundu kile la dio davo kalunga kange. Moro ashi oveita velando ta amono. Oikuna, na avove tu denge la mola dio mushashota shakene komo uju. Kalunga kange we ouda. Hano unapwe mepradishe di. Nde kalunga kange wandi kuindile uyambe komeva. Esho vanuweta anu meva kalunga kange. E holoke polo e, likufemwa e mepradishe di. Muvo, nde tu ete velu komo maluto avo. Ome dina la Yesu Kristo andi yambe komeva avo. Amen.
Amen. Drink now the blessed water and you're going to sleep well tonight. You see, you sleep well. And remember, the doors of the Universal Church are open throughout Namibia. Call the toll-free number. Inquire the nearest address, 0800-22-3335. We have the address of the church. I'll ask the pastor from Katutura to come and give the address. So let me start with Greenwell. Greenwell, Pastor Festus, what's the address of the church and service times? Quickly, please.
Mo Greenwell, otulimo Daniel Street, po Pepino Kapolifi. Opoto tuango po, mongula, otulimo po Hamanongula, po Longongula, po Natu, no po Hamanoko Matango.
In Okuriangava, Pastor Brandon.
Bishop in Okuriangava, we are in Ondodo Street. Stop and pray opposite ShopRite Yusuf. The service will be at 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening.
In Katutura.
Yes, we are behind Grootwinkels, Bishop, in Independence Avenue, where it meets with Richard Kamohoka Street. We are 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon.
And our headquarters, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz, Windhoek, at 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime service, 3 p.m., and the main service at 6 p.m. And on Sunday, in all our branches, we have the Gathering of Faith and Miracles. It's a special service that we have every Sunday. You're most welcome to join us. You're going through problems in your life. And if you want to meet Luit, the lady that was testifying on Tuesday and today, she is with us here in Ospenplatz every Sunday, 10 o'clock. You can meet and speak to her and find out and how her life has changed and how your life can also change. But you can find the church there in Oshakati. You can find the church there in Ondangwa, in Rundu, or Chivarongo. I will not have time to say all the addresses, all the numbers. The Stop Suffering will be back next week, Tuesday, the last day of the year. We are going to be back 9 p.m. But the doors of the Universal Church are opened throughout the year. Every day you can find the church. Wherever you are, you can visit us, and I'm sure the power of God will be manifested.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. Onkondo dakaro ngotadika horoka, omiero dongere koda patruke eskunesi kwa horike, na tuenyu tarepero ngero karungandino, otovurukutu dengera kongo dinjono ya tumbura ku Bishop Mpambe Pompano, shosho tokucha kongo dinjono, potovurukumona kucha onju kithi dongere kadeto diripeni, pono tovurukumona ewatero.
Call the toll free, 0800-22-3335. The number continues. You don't stop even after the program. You can keep calling, and I'm sure God will bless your life. The same way you heard the testimonies today. The problem you have today can be your testimony tomorrow. How much you want, how much you have to pay, it's for free. You don't pay anything. You can just come regardless of your church denomination, maybe you go to another church, you are welcome. Maybe you don't go to any church, you are most welcome to visit us. So this is it from us tonight. May God bless all of you. Don't forget, every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. on Eagle FM. God bless you. Tate Kalunga, Nemunya Beke. Good night.